Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Monday!
It is a Monday. You know, if any of our listeners out there have been thinking in the last several days that Justin's talking weird, it's because I have a huge sore in my mouth that's causing me all sorts of problems. And so I'm not, you know, on any medications or anything, any illegal substances.
Oh,
so if
my.
I sound a little funky.
I don't think they were thinking that.
Yeah, my mom probably was. No, someone told me the other day, like, oh, I thought you were talking very strange. Like, great. But it really, yeah, it's like, you know, hey, you get those sores, like, right beside your tongue, it hurts.
Yeah.
Unpleasant stuff, yeah. So anyway, if I've been speaking strangely, that's why. I just want to clarify that.
Thank you.
No problem. I didn't want to get hate mail or something.
You
know, there was a station to get anything, you know.
It's true, true. Speaking of mail.
Mail.
Today is Mail Monday.
It is Mail Monday. And you can send questions to...
questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. And today, Janice asks, I understand Windows XP is gone. And it's true. It is unsupported anyway now. And she says, I'm okay with that. So now that I have replaced my computer with a new one. Well, that's good, Janice. Kudos to you. What do I do with the old one? And also, how do I make sure any data and information I have on that computer is destroyed?
Very good questions. Very relevant.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. So, you know, the first thing to mention that in most cases, older XP machines do not typically have much monetary value. So you're not going to expect to sell them or trade them in. You're pretty much just going to have to dispose of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can dispose of them safely and in a green manner, you know, earth-friendly.
Yes,
by taking it to a lot of technology, computer businesses, you know, have free disposal services.
Right.
And in some metropolitan areas, they actually have businesses that only do technology disposal.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, some people opt for the sit it out on the curb option.
Yeah, which in that case, people will steal all of your information.
Yes.
Off of it.
So not the best option.
Right,
not one we typically recommend.
No, do not leave your old technology sitting on the curb.
But I do know some people who have picked up computers on the roadside and they were able to use it and fix
right,
it up.
Well,
and,
true,
and,
yeah.
And they weren't being
malicious.
Yes, they were not being malicious with it. They just literally said, hey, free computer.
But obviously you do have information, sensitive data. You know, back in the day, we didn't really store sensitive data that much on computers. But, you know, in the last 10, 15 years now, it's become really relevant to obviously do all your banking. I mean, you keep all sorts of stuff on your computer. So Janice, you know, you're very smart in asking, how do I make sure that this is the information is gone? So, you know, you yourself can format the drive before you bring it into a store to have it disposed of, which, you know, if you know how to format the drive, that's fine. Basically, it just means reformatting it, erasing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can remove the hard drive, literally, take out the hard drive yourself, and you can, you know, keep it or dispose of it. It's not big, something you can get rid of yourself, or you can keep it, like, in a locked place if you really want to.
Yeah.
I know some people who do that.
And what we'll do is, or most technology companies, they'll remove the hard drive and oftentimes physically destroy it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just get rid of it, because once it's broken, it's
done. Most hard drives have a spinning glass-like disk inside them. So sometimes even if you accidentally drop the hard drive, it'll shatter the disk and it's all inaccessible at that point.
Anyway.
So it is easy to destroy
them.
So just do those things. But if you take it to a reputable computer repair business or someplace that deals with disposal, they'll make sure that that information is disposed of properly.
Yeah, they will.
So send us your questions.
Questions@askmpa.com.
That's right. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.